imagine me. Honest with you.
I admit it was hard to see.
It was hard.
Being in love with someone like me.
Yes.
Finally, I can
imagine me. The song is dedicated to people like me. Those that struggle with insecurities, acceptance, and even self-esteem. You never felt good enough. Never felt pretty enough. But imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now.
It's all gone.
Every sin, every mistake, every failure, it's all gone. Depression,
gone.
By faith, it's gone. Low self-esteem. It's gone.
It's gone.
All gone.
All gone.
It's gone. All my scars. All my pain. It's in the past. It's yesterday.
It's gone.
It's all gone.
It's gone. It's
gone. What your mother did. What your father did. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hello, everyone. My name is Valencia Scott, and I am the host of Inner Beauty. And allow me to go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how. Repenting now, Father, anything that I've done or said that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, I invite you into this prayer, God, as we go forward with the show, Father God. I pray that someone will be encouraged on today. I pray that someone be healed, delivered, and set free, Father God, as we talk about inner beauty. As we talk about deep issues that need to be talked about, need to be addressed, and people need to be healed and delivered from it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Father God, as you're using me as a testimony. This is all done for your glory, not for me, but all about you, God, in the name of Jesus. And I just want to thank you, Father God, for just being so good in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you just continue to touch Elder Andre Prevost and this beautiful First Lady as well, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to give them strength, God, to do what you call them to do, God, in the name of Jesus. It's all done for your glory. In your precious son, Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And I will not be before you long. Talking about inner beauty, anybody that follow me, I already know that I'm a playwright when it comes to inner beauty. So I'm not going to talk about the play. I'm going to talk about a few things about how women can enhance their inner man, their inner beauty. And I'm going to start off first, before I even go to some scriptures, I have two poems that I'm going to read, then I'm going to go in about inner beauty. And this first poem is about the rose within. A certain man planted a rose and watered it faithfully. And before it blossomed, he examined it. He saw the bud that will soon blossom, but noticed thorns upon the stern. And he thought, how can any beautiful flower come from a plant burdened with so many sharp thorns? Saddened by this thought, he neglected to water the rose, for it was ready to blossom. It died. So it is with many people. Within every soul, there is a rose. The godlike qualities planted in us at birth grow amid the thorns of our faults. Many of us look at ourselves and see only the thorns to defect. We despair, thinking that nothing good can possibly come from with us. We neglected to water the good within us. and eventually it dies. We never realize our potential. Some people do not see the roles within themselves. Someone else must show it to them. One of the greatest gifts a person can possess is to be able to reach past the throne of another and find the roles within them. This is one of the characteristics of love, to look at a person, knowing their true faults and accepting their person into your life, and all the while recognizing their nobility and their soul. Help others to realize they can overcome their faults if we show them the road within themselves. They will conquer their thrones. Only then will they blossom many times over. And that is a poem about the roles within. The second one I'm going to read before I go into the deep inner beauty is The Blind Love. Because my stuff is inner beauty, not outward beauty, it's inner beauty. And I have read this poem many different times on here actually as well, as far as bringing the word. But he said, do this as far as inner beauty as well. And it says, it's about the blind love. There was a blind girl who hated herself just because she was blind. She hated everyone except her loving boyfriend. He was always there for her. She said that she could only see the world, she would marry her boyfriend. One day, someone donated a pair of eyes to her, and then she could see everything, including her boyfriend. Her boyfriend asked her, now that you can see the world, will you marry me? The girl was shocked when she saw that her boyfriend was blinded too and refused to marry him. Her boyfriend walked away with tears and a letter he wrote saying to her, just take care of my eyes. I love you. And that's what I'm talking about, far as inner beauty, because he already, as he looked at his girlfriend, he already fell in love with her inner man because she blinded. So, you know, she blinded. So he loved this woman so much that he donated a piece of himself with some love. I'm talking about inner beauty. But when she looked at him and saw that he was blind, she didn't want no dealings with him. And that is how the world is today. It's not about what's on the inside of a person. It's what this false thing, this outer appearance. People look at, inner beauty, folks look at a person on the outside and say that's what beauty really is. Know what's on the inside of you is what your beauty really is. Because what made this blind, what made the guy so beautiful is his heart. That he loved this woman so much that he donated a piece of himself. He gave up something of himself for someone that he said that he loved. So that all comes from God. But she looked at him and said, no, you're not what I expected, so I don't want you. So that's not even love, y'all. That's not love. That's false. It's not real. That is how the world is today. People don't give up of themselves. People do things for recognition of themselves. It's a lot of lusting. It have nothing to do with actually true love. It's out there. That's all about outer. So let me move forward to inner beauty. Inner beauty is what true beauty is. What is on the inside is better than what we see on the outside. Outer beauty is what the world say beauty. Is my beauty vain? It depends on how you use it. If it make you proudful, yes, your beauty is vain. Okay? Do I need a makeover? I believe, yes, we all need a makeover. And I'm about to give you some beauty tips. And these are actually the beauty tips that I have far as for my inner beauty. And these are beauty tips that you take 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. Psalms 139:14. Fully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are the works, and that my soul know it right well. That's Psalms 139:14. I take that 3 times a day. Also, for my inner beauty makeover as well, also take 3 times a day for my self-work, which is Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Also, take that also 3 times a day for my self-work. I'm talking about inner beauty. Also, another thing that I take for my inner beauty makeover, and this is 3 times a day, which turns I am God's masterpiece, which is from Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things long ago. And also the last one, God's beauty, which is, I don't have that scripture. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. for the one who fears the Lord shall be praised. And these are some things that I take for inner beauty. It has nothing to do with no makeup, hair, lat, none of that. What makes me beautiful on the inside is the word of God. You got the word of God in you, your outward beauty will show. Not what people say, not what people do, what God say beauty is. I thank God for giving me inner beauty because everything that I went through in my life, I was trying to fill a void on the inside that I could never fill. And I tried it with everything, and it never worked. But when I put God all deep down on the inside of me, that's when my inner beauty really came out. And how it comes out more and more, it comes from the word of God. It's ways to get your inner beauty. It's all in scriptures. I'm going to get those scriptures again. Those are Psalms 139:14. That's the main thing for my 39:14. That is the first tip, the first beginning of finding out what your inner beauty truly is. Continue to speak this on a daily basis, and you will see some changes. Not running to the mirror, putting on makeup all the time, all the day, because that's what we do. You know, we run to the mirror, putting on makeup and stuff like that. Like, I love my makeup as well. I love my makeup, all that stuff, but I have to also put the word of God. I would die if I don't have the word in me. And I do this 3 times a day. Like I said, Psalms 139:14. Also, Genesis 1:27. That's also 3 times a day. And that helps your self-worth. See, also about your self-worth, all this time I interview, self-worth is knowing who you are in God. That's why I say I don't need validation from man. I don't need man approval. See, when you know that you're covered by God and you know that God got you, you don't worry about man. You don't worry about what people say. You allow people to have their opinion. You don't have to respond back to it. You know that God got you. Self-work. I do that also 3 times a day. And that's Genesis 1:27, okay? And also, I am God's masterpiece. I used to be called everything but simple, Lady of God. But when God said, I am his masterpiece, and you do this 3 times a day, and that is Ephesians 2:10. I got to find this other scripture. But these are 3 that I do on a daily basis, and it's actually some more work that has to be done. Also, far as that, when you stay in God's presence, see, the best way also to find out your inner beauty, people, is also the relationship with God. Because your relationship with God lets you know that you are so special in his eyes that he don't see you on the phone. He don't see you as the world sees you. So if you stay in the presence of the Lord, you're going to find out your true inner beauty. I ain't talking about outer beauty because, like, yeah, I know that I'm pretty. I know that I'm beautiful. But what makes me truly beautiful, y'all, is my inward man. That's what makes Valencia so beautiful. That's what makes me. And God wanted me to let the people know, especially the ladies. I know men battle with things, but women, we battle with a lot of things. So, because especially when you turn on the TV and the TV say that you're supposed to look a certain way, this takes me. Okay, got it. Okay, got it, Elder. Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, let me back up. Okay, because look at, like, the TV. We look at the TV and stuff like that. The TV say that you're supposed to look a certain way, but in this world, you're supposed to look the way that God say that you look. When you know who you are in God, you're not going to even look like the world. If you have, like, really, you really got the spirit of discernment and also the Holy Ghost, it'll convict you. It'd be like, it don't matter what you want to do, you want to be able to do it. All this come in, inner beauty, all this come in, and it ties in with God. Inner beauty, for me, it separates me from the world. Inner beauty, it's all about God molding, shaping me into what he want me to be, loving every inch of me, the good part of me, the broken part of me, everything. That is what inner beauty is. And also, please lose their self. And they try to fix themselves with things of the world, whether it's weed, whether it's pills, whether it's cigarettes. You're trying to feel, you hurting in some kind of way, and you're trying to feel it. I'm telling you right now, been there, done it for you. It will never work. You will never be filled if you don't have God in you. And when God in you, it's something on the inside that come in, and you shine out with beauty. That is what inner beauty is. And the only way that I could tell you that, if I had to actually go through some things in order for me to find out what inner beauty truly was, because I didn't even know about it. I didn't even know it until, because I go to Greater Faith Tabernacle. I'm under Pastor Lester Johnson, and he talks about, we have this thing called Daddy's Girl, which it helps women and men that have been through any type of form of abuse, molestation, and things like that. So I was just in the plate at that time, just giving my testimony. And everybody had like a thing. They said, what you want your logo, what you want your thing to be? God said, inner beauty. I had no idea that one little place would expand to this. I had no idea that everything that I went through, God was molding, shaking me to tell. Outer beauty is important as well because I'm okay now. I used to didn't like the way that I looked because I was teased a lot about how I looked. I didn't like the way that I looked, you know. I mean, I really did not like the way that I looked. It's like if somebody said that I was pretty, I'm like, you're a liar, because I used to hear that I was ugly a lot. I did. I was bullied and teased a lot about my look. So I was walking around with an identity crisis because I did not like myself. Oh, you can't tell me that now. But I had to actually go through that. And I also have to encourage my ladies, like, I like my makeup as well, but it's okay to be natural. You don't, because I'm not going to run out no door no every day with no makeup, but I'm not in a way. So it's about being okay with who you are. And the only way that you're going to be okay with who you are, if God is in your life, really if he's the center of your life, because God, I also say God will keep you if you want to be kept. And what I mean by that, he'll keep you where you won't be of the world. You don't want to do the things of the world. You don't want to be a part of this world. You don't want to look like the world. You find your own uniqueness about you. All of that that comes in with inner beauty. And that's how God gave me far as inner beauty. And that's pretty much all I'm going to discuss far as on inner beauty far as today, because that's all he gave me concerning inner beauty. He gave me about the road, like the roads within. We look at the rose and we just see how beautiful the rose is. But also notice when you look at a rose next time, you see that the thorns. It's something that happened to the rose before it come beautiful, okay? Like, we beautiful now. Like, ladies, you know, like, you went through a lot of stuff, like, you know, okay, let me just feel like a butterfly. You know, it started with a little ugly bug, then it goes through this transition, then it come out to a beautiful butterfly. You got to go. You're going to go through now. And don't dodge the process because this is what God gave me far as a butterfly. Like, you know, before a butterfly come out of the cocoon, if you try to come out that cocoon too fast, that butterfly, it's not going to be the butterfly that it was meant to be because you're trying to make it happen too quick. Go through the transformation. And being in the cocoon, going through a transformation is very uncomfortable. Going through a transformation, I mean, God's going to put you in your, I mean, you are not going to be comfortable at all, but you got to go through the pain a while before it could come out and be this beautiful butterfly. But just think about it, for this way that God is giving to me now. Just think about it, if you came out too soon, one of your wings is going to be broken because you didn't even go through the transformation. See, a butterfly got to fly. You can't fly if one of your wings are broken. And you ain't going to look the way that you're supposed to look if you're trying to force the process. See, friends, you also got to wait. Got to wait. Like, inner beauty, this thing is big. I can't really go into graphic details, but I got to trust the process. Like I said, the butterfly, you got to go through the transformation. You got to go through the pain. All of that ties in with inner beauty. And all it is, God is in you, and God is going to mold and shape you to the way that he wants you to be. Do not let the people of this world tell you what beauty is. Allow God to tell you that what beauty is. And it's all in his word. If you really get in their word, if you truly, truly get in their word, you will find out truly what inner beauty is. And you will feel so special to God. You will feel so connected because it's really, really big. Because people always talk about our beauty. Around, they really, really hurt. And they're scared to talk to anybody or say something because people go behind people back and talk about everything they share with them. That is the world that we live in today. That's what I'm telling y'all, saints. It is so important to have that one-on-one relationship with God. Tell God about it. I promise he'll send you a close, my friend, that you can talk to about it. Because also with our daddy's girl as well, they had counselors because people went through all type of abuse. So people, when you go through stuff, depression, all that type of stuff come up when you've been through abuse and all of that. All type of things be going on. But I went through all of that trauma, all of that, child. I had to go through all of that to even come up, to even get deep and graphic with inner beauty. Okay? So I pretty much ain't spent through it all, but I thank God because by me going through all of that, I could actually help somebody. I thank God that he chose me. At first, I didn't like it because it was so painful. Still is painful to this day. Why not me? You know, I'm looking at it like this. Wow, he chose me. Because I told God, I can't do this. God said, yes, you can. It's in his word. I will not put more on you than you can bear. So he knew that I could handle this. He knew that I would go tell people how they could come out because this is a way to come out. So, saints, I just want to thank y'all once again for an opportunity. to be on here to share a little bit about inner beauty. I already invited Elder and his beautiful wife to come down. I'm going to have my inner beauty play on DVD because that's what God's going to do, get it on DVD. That's part of my promotion because also I'm rewriting it as well. I already invited Elder and his beautiful wife and some others. That's going to be like in December. So inner beauty, it's going to be big because God said it's going to be big. It's going to be big in God's time. I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to rush it. Like I said, God said the butterfly. Everything that happened in out in this world is in God's timing. But I do thank God for the opportunity of inner beauty, having a radio show about inner beauty. I thank him for it. I thank him that he was going to be healed, delivered, and set free from walking around here hurt. What I see a lot of dressed up garbage cans. So that means the whole, you know what a garbage can, you know what? Yeah, why God give me that? You know how a garbage can stink, right? So just imagine. If you walk around with a garbage can, you open your mouth, you know how garbage can smell after a few days? It stink, don't it? It's a lot of people walking around. They look good on the outside, child. I'm telling God, pick it up. He said it, said it, double said it, said it, see. He said it, said it, double said it, said it, double see. There's so many people hurt. He said it, said it, double she said it, said it, double see. He said it, said it, double she, because they have nobody they can trust. Too much betrayal, too much hurt, hurt, hurt. There's so much hurt in the church. He said it, said it, double said it, double she. He said it, said it, double said it, said it, double she. I said it, said it, double she. And I just want to thank y'all once again. Allow me to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how. Repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done or said that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, I invite you into this prayer. Father God, I pray that you touch all the ones out there, God, that's battling with anything, God, anyone that's battling with depression, low self-esteem, insecurity, God, abandonment issues, abuse, God, low self-esteem, God, all these type of things that the enemy try to throw their way, try to let them know that they try to tell them that they're not good enough, God, when you already said that we are. So I pray that you help get those ones that's suffering, God, the ones that's suffering in silence, God. Nothing is hidden from you, God, and I pray that you heal and deliver and set free, God. I know for a fact, God, that nothing is too hard for you, God. As I stand in the gap for the people of God in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Father God, for allowing people to reach out for help, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I also thank you, Father God. I pray that you move the blindness off people's eyes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Please, the blood of the ear gates, God. I pray people hear your voice and don't follow any other voice, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I also pray that you just continue to create us a pure heart and renewing us the right spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to mold and shape us, God, into the people that you want us to be, God. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of depression. I bind the spirit of suicide. I bind the spirit of low self-esteem. I bind the spirit of insecurity. I bind the spirit of abandonment issues. I bind the spirit of I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. He said it, said it, double said it, 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 I thank you, Father God, for the open doors, God, of people's life and the closed doors of people's life. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, for just being so good to us, God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to get it right. Thank you, Father God, for you allowing us to wake up and see another day, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us not to lack nothing in this season, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for covering us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for ways to help us, God, in every area that we battle with, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You're about it, silence, God, but I thank you, Father God, that it's going to flourish, God, in the name of Jesus, God, your glory, Lord. I just thank you, God, for just being so good in your precious son's name. Amen, amen, amen. And next time, God, I'll be back, probably be like 2 weeks out, but God, give me something about the blood of flies, so I'm going to be working on butterflies as well. And once again, I just want to thank Elder Prevo and this beautiful First Lady for an opportunity to share like a little message about his inner beauty. And I pray that y'all just have a blessed week. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder.
Thank you. Allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
I finally like me. Those that struggle with insecurities, acceptance, and even self-esteem. You never felt good enough. You never felt pretty enough. But imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now. It's all gone. Every sin, every mistake, every failure, it's all gone. Depression, gone. By faith, gone. Low self-esteem, hallelujah, it's gone. Yesterday, it's all gone.
It's all gone.
Gone. What your mother did, what your father did.